listening to the What the Hell
Hello.
Show.
Hello, 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 hello.
We call DJs on Rant Radio.
La.
Somebody wants to waste $70.
I've noticed, have you noticed, like, the similarities between, like, just, like, the slacker X generation and zombies?
Holy Christ on the mic! It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC on the Rant Radio channel and the Dell Net servers. And now, here's Private Drexel!
The what? Boomlets? Boomlets, that's an interesting phrase.
Hey, it's time once again. It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show. And Drexel's down at, that was Drexel, right?
I think so.
He's at the door. Why did he leave? I can't remember.
He left to get the camera so that I can snap a couple pictures.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
That I can actually have a DJ profile.
Yes, you have no pictures to bring?
After like 5 months of DJed them here.
Yes.
Because all I could put up is like the shots from the show, and well, they can see those elsewhere.
I usually tend to look kind of bizarre in those shots.
Mouth open. I try and pick either the best shots, and if there's no best shots, I pick the worst shots.
So that does that explain all the shots that's been taken of me these last few months?
Oh yeah,
thank you. Okay.
Oh yeah, there you go. Hey, Drexel.
Speaking about
worse,
the show has started.
The show has started.
The show has started.
We're having. Need a microphone, man. Talking to a microphone.
The one day that we were even going to not have a show because there was no internet connection.
Totally
and blah 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 blah,
yeah.
blah blah. And we're early.
Early.
By like
sort
5 minutes.
What? Early in our lateness.
Ah, so,
yes.
So
in
you
our
guys
usual
were
lateness.
Also suffering from Rogers cable disease here?
Is that what it was?
Only for a second. The DNS went out. That's the thing that changes names into numbers. So we couldn't get anything, but it came back, thankfully.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. Usually it's quite good.
Okay, girl on the left and Drex are basically wandering off together. So.
Ooh, with a camera.
And we'll put all these pictures on the internet. Yeah, we could. Anyway.
They're going out into the hallway.
Going into the hallway. So let's.
Is this some sort of strange expedition?
Shut up over there.
Yeah, you stay out of this.
Let's see who's joined us on the IRC. Bren R., Infobot, Infoloop, Infobot doesn't count. Start that. Infoloop, Shazbort, Zed Signal. That's a new person.
Zed Signal.
Thanks for joining us.
Or Z Signal if he's from the
it's
States.
Probably Z Signal.
Z Signal.
Excuse our Canadianness.
Yes, they refer to the letter Z as the letter Z.
No, just for the record, the language is English. Comes from England. We are closer to the Commonwealth. We are more correct than they are. It's fucking Z.
Yeah, but remember, the Americans basically did something proper. They blew up the British in two separate wars.
did they finish the job?
No. No, they didn't. Unfortunately, like they backed, in World War I, they backed England. I mean, really, was the Kaiser that bad? Really? I mean, what, one ship and we're basically choosing sides?
Understand that the majority of the people listening to the show probably have no idea what the reference to the Kaiser is.
No. Nope.
And it's not a bun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For $1 million Rant Radio dollars, who on the IRC right now can tell me what he means when...
$1 dollar, who can tell me if anybody out there that's listening cares?
What the Kaiser is. Okay, we're going to go around the room in here, and I'm going to man the camera right now. And hopefully these people in the hallway will get back in here eventually. I don't know how many shots you can get.
So we're going to get some pictures of...
Get it. Tell me when you're back.
Am I back yet? Yeah, I'm back yet.
Okay, I'll just put these...
Don't touch me.
Right over here. I don't know what's wrong with yours.
I'm just don't touch me tonight.
I need a real mic.
Fuck, you don't. You go down quicker than a Mike Tyson opponent does.
Hello. There I am. Nope. I'm staying.
We're all here now. Thanks. How are you?
Alrighty. So here we are. We're going to go around the room and pan it everyone. We're going to go counterclockwise. First, we have the Ankinator.
Oh!
The Ankinator, saying hello. Big heavy hey down here.
So how was it, guys?
And next, we have a microphone stand. And behind the microphone stand, we have Projectile
Vomit
Man. Making vomit noises. That's really good. Okay. Or
hey, Brian, that one knows it was great. It had like a lot of flame.
He makes the same sound as those guys do in Half-Life who appear with all the lightning around them. We keep on going. We have live in the flesh on his first time appearance, I think, at Rant Radio, is Media Man. Everyone show up. Rant Radio's most
that was me.
Oh, sorry. Movie Man.
The Movie Man.
Movie Man. Rant Radio's most eligible bachelor. Sure.
Hey,
so
okay,
just
wait.
No. No, he's the best cook, so he's most eligible.
No, I am.
Then we have the girl on the left, looking very Barbie in her pink,
fluorescent pink,
offensive flannel shirt.
It's actually made out of recycled pop bottles. It's your typical fleecy fluorescent pink and bright, like bright, like.
You skinned one of those animals you win at the fair. They're filled with those little tiny styrofoam balls. You know those ones? Those are bitching.
Can I get one?
Then we have.
Yeah, they're right in the fridge.
Dust Chicken!
Almost as offensively bright as me.
I'm twice as
then
offensive.
Then we have.
No. You didn't scan my image! You're a bitch! There, Sam. Okay.
You
sorry.
Are. He did. And then we have. Oh, it's me! Looking fat!
No.
Hi! It's me with my crazy fucking hair.
There's a difference.
So that's
you
it.
Said it was you looking fat. Wouldn't it more
accurately be described as
then we
you
have,
being fat?
We've lost video. We've lost television image. The television. Well, we have the camera, but the screen went black. That's nothing. Okay.
There we go.
Then we have the Dakinator with
scary
his finger crammed,
in the show.
Way up his nose, making wonderful things.
Wait. What about
facial hair?
Did you lose the wave with the mustache?
Okay, there we go.
They might not have recognized you.
There you go. Daxter, new and improved. With new glasses.
And mustacheless.
And Kung Fu Grip.
Apparently.
It's his.
Apparently,
he can wash
this
as fast as he wants.
Apparently, this doesn't make me look sexy.
It
just makes me look evil.
Drexel is a James Bond villain. He looks like a James Bond villain. I totally think so.
What's wrong with the stream? I don't know what's wrong with
it. What's wrong with the stream? Media Man. What the hell is that?
Okay, you tell us.
It's Movie Man, not Media Man.
What's wrong with the stream? You tell us.
Hello.
And apparently, I'm just being stupid and talking to him, because apparently, if there's no stream, he's
right.
Not hearing
me. Talking.
Zort.
I can fix you right up, Dak. Okay, speak.
Hello.
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 Okay, well, that may cut out.
So we may lose a Dak.
What is wrong with the stream? I don't know.
What is wrong with the stream?
Try a different mirror.
Cross the streams.
Never cross the streams, Ray.
As Drex pointed out, it's no good actually asking verbally what's wrong with the streams, because if there's a problem with the streams, they can't hear you.
I see no underruns. We've just updated the server software, and it's got a whole bunch of new little things. We can ban people.
Are these all the people that are on?
These are the people on our mirror, which is not published anywhere, really. Mm-hmm. See, there's that's how many people are listening right now.
How many people are listening?
Is it
15?
15,000 people?
15 million people are
around
listening.
Around the world.
15 million
See,
people
we
around
have
the world.
2
are listening.
Million.
Nothing on Krakow.
So
maybe Krakow's is down. I don't know.
Did we lose New York?
Or that is, Krakow's is fine.
You're
I'm all confused.
Get over
Brenar,
whatever. Listen to Krakhouse.
Brenar, please.
Am I loud enough?
Lower the medication.
No.
You can't hear me?
Well, barely.
Okay. This thing's coming up.
Who has a mic that's not bringing them?
Right. Here we go. Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good enough.
It works.
No. That's not our mic. Anyway.
Oh.
Actually, I have a mic that I have not been bringing, but my mic is a giant.
Usually,
tube,
the,
anyway. It's
actually, at some mic? Points, there were the mic was yeah. full.
Oh, sorry. Ryan's not
nope.
here now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ryan, Ryan gone. Ryan not here.
Anki's mic is missing.
Oh, does he have it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Somebody should go.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you should.
I don't know.
Brian.
Is it in his room?
Brian.
Projectile vomit.
Go slay your brother. Take it.
He says he doesn't
You're
have it.
You're a big fat liar.
He's a big fat liar. I don't believe him.
You can take him.
Maybe it's plus one here in the back. Anyway, it's you're listening to the What the Hell show, and we're going to move on to the news of the week. Right now,
just put it in stand.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, if you're not gonna use it,
go hard, Richard.
It's Who's now doing time that? For the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51058.
Hello.
For the news of the week.
Hello.
Here we go.
What are you guys doing? If you hear mic noises, it's like we're...
Yeah, it's me. I'm fucking it up, so...
There we go.
Fuck you.
There.
Sean doing the Tracy Lords with the mic.
Yeah, going hard.
Please stop that. You're turning me on.
Mama.
Oh, mama.
Dave sent us a little quote for this week. It's called... It's a pit. It says...
Shut up.
You done?
Are you fucking done or what?
You can hear me, but they can't, so just keep talking.
I can hear you through the headphones.
Yeah, I can
that
hear you.
Must be an awfully loud mic. Shut up.
It's your
boo
boo.
Shut up.
Turn up my mic.
Turn up my mic.
My mic's not loud enough.
It's plenty loud.
Zip it good.
Dave says, it's a pity that whole families can be torn apart by something as simple as a pack of wild dogs.
It is. It really is.
My family.
It's such a shame.
My family would get ripped apart by wild dogs. I wish my family would get ripped apart by wild dogs.
Sean, did you get my email about the snake?
What snake? I didn't get that email.
Thank you.
The snake email?
Yes.
Or ICQ?
No, email. I don't think I sent it to you.
What email address did you send it to? Because I change mine periodically. Like, I change mine.
The
like
wrong
I,
one. How about we just leave it without sending
this
it?
This is Kennedy at rantradio.com.
Ah, well, that's not the one I sent it to.
Well, Lila 2?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that
that's
long
not.
Since dead.
What was the snake thing?
Tell us about the snake thing.
Tell us about the snake.
It was funny.
It's this, this, it's based around a snake, and then it goes through all the different services in the military and what they would do to defeat the snake.
Okay.
And it starts off with the infantry. The snake smells the infantry and leaves the area. The airborne land on the snake and kill it. Armor rolls over the snake, laugh, and look for more snakes. The artillery, you know, takes out like 10 towns and kills the snake, but kills hundreds of civilians.
And why? Because we're responsible for 80% of all the
unavoidable casualties. There was the Navy SEALs. They wound the snake but fail to kill it, and they take a hit from the snake and immediately have to evacuate the area. There's these special forces, and they move into the area, and against all protocol and orders, they win the hearts and mind of the snake, teach it to kill other snakes, and set it free.
I was actually saying this wasn't funny. I'm taking that back. This is funny.
It's pretty good.
And they just keep going, like, they do, like, SAS.
That was the funniest one. Yeah, they do. They don't do the SAS, because I think it's based on American...
What do the Marines do?
I think the Marines... The Marines fail to kill the snake. They fail.
Lies. Lies.
The Russians ask the snake for papers. Snake cannot produce any. The Russian snake is never seen again. Your papers are not in order. The Germans ask how old the snake's mother is. How old is your mother?
Well, the intelligence was, snake? What snake? All our information leads to low snake activity.
The existence of the snake.
Low snake activity.
The best was in, if you ever get a chance and you listen to the soldier DVD voiceover, like they have the voiceover commentaries. They actually talk about, there's a scene in the movie where they have these tiny little emerald bright green fucking snakes. Well, these little snakes.
Green vine viper snakes.
Yeah, and they're psycho poisonous. They're like evil, evil poisonous. There's a scene where Kurt Russell's apparently holding the snake up in space, but it's not his hand, it's the handler's hand. And they had like 200 of these fucking snakes. Right? And one of them they got loose.
Yeah.
So they said when they were tearing down the set, the guys with the hammers would go, and then the other guy cuts in, and then they go, and they captured the snakes and returned them to the wild. And they said, yeah, that's right. They captured them and returned them to the wild, so they didn't get the EPA up their ass.
Yeah.
But when it was all said and done, after the counting was all over, there were 6 snakes still missing. And they said they don't know where the snakes were. And one of the British actors in the background, the guy who played the officer, goes, oh, well, I mean, it's Hollywood. They're probably senior executives by now. Which I thought was just fucking brilliant. But anyway. So, yeah, that's which, incidentally, sometimes, like, the Matrix voiceover, holy fuck.
That was a piece of crap.
Suck.
The Soldier one was great.
Soldier rocked. It was like, it's an awesome movie, wicked DVD, right? I mean, Matrix. It's why you buy a DVD.
Yeah,
right?
To get all those extras.
To get all the extras. But, like, the film of all time, I know gobs about it. And I'm waiting for this, you know, to get all the little itty-bitty...
Speak towards the mic.
All the itty-bitty bits of all the little good shit, you know, the fucking little background shit, and, oh, we did this and we did that. And the, whatever. And the radio execs are all sitting there, and he's talking, and the special effects guy's sitting there the whole time going, oh, this sucks, I hate this. Special effects totally
That's so
sick.
Cheesy.
It's so cheesy, fuck. And they're calling down this movie, which is like... You know, what was the special effects team was Underdog or Animal Logic, I think was the name of the special effects group who did it out of Australia, and it was fucking stellar. Like the movie is
but who was in it? It wasn't the two people that wrote it, was it?
No, it wasn't.
I wish it.
That's too bad because those guys, they seem pretty funny.
They look pretty funny.
They look pretty cool. They just look like two fucking guys.
The best DVD I've seen so far for the background on the whole film was actually The Thing. By John Carpenter.
Yeah, that was pretty mighty.
I haven't listened to that yet.
Yeah. It had literally every bit of information you ever wanted to know on this film, plus extra.
Yeah, it was, you can occasionally, and also, I have to get on, since we're on the topic of DVDs real fast, I'm going to discuss a DVD which I purchased. There's a Jet Li movie.
The Mask?
Called Risk, High Risk, which you can purchase. 64 people have interviewed it on the internet, on the Internet Movie Database, and they've given it a rating of about 8.5.
Which is really good
which
for
is very,
a
very
movie.
Fucking high. Now, myself, I found the ultimate Japanese DVD source. Like, it has fucking everything on it.
It's so good.
It's so good. I found it, and I went, oh my, yes, Jim, yes, it really is. Ran, grabbed Samarian, and dragged him up there and said, you want to come see this? He's like, what are we seeing? Something... wonderful. Anyway, so I brought him up there, and I show him this fucking place.
I drool.
Place,
I go crazy.
Like, and the guy's like, I'm like, hi, because what is Coma Boy? Coma Boy, who's one of the listeners, I got him all the Robotech cartoons for Christmas, right? And all we're missing all of them. He has all of them except for Muspeta, right, which is the latest
the brand
one,
new ones, right?
The brand new ones. And I said to him, I said, can you get me these? And he's like, well, we may be able to get to... copies of them, and I'm like, I don't care. They're like, oh, okay, no problem. We can do anything you want. He's like, oh, you know, whatever. And they speak English, which is rare, where you get like a Japanese movie database source where you can.
Hello.
Excellent.
I was like, threatening to set fire to the hutch there with like the Zippo.
Clean it all up.
Like the floor with my payment. Seriously, it's like, we'll Zippo raid your fucking store if you don't. Anyway. So we go in there. Samarian is able to purchase Jackie Chan's Wheels on Meals.
Yep.
Wheels on Meals?
Wheels on Meals.
Wheels on Meals, which is fucking mighty.
It's great.
It's mighty. It's so many scraps. Two guys live in Italy, two Cantonese guys, fall in love with this free hooker who gets abducted by...
she's not actually a hooker.
Whatever the fuck she is. And she gets abducted... She asked if she wanted to do both the guys in one night, and they said no.
She just wanted to steal their wallets.
She asked which one of them wanted to go first.
Here's the question, though. Are the fight scenes as good as Drunken Master 2?
No, nothing is.
Nothing is as good. But,
sorry,
but
it's
a really good movie.
There's this guy named Benny the Jet weird some Spanish last name, who is fucking mighty and majestic. Yeah.
Perfect.
All right, then. I said it. But it's brutal. But anyway,
Jet Li.
So the Jet Li movie, back full circle to this Jet Li movie called High Risk, which is basically Die Hard done in Japan. And they say it's a Jet Li movie, but it's not. It's this movie that has Jet Li in it for one sort of scrap.
Don't breathe into the mic.
Please don't breathe into the mic. And the movie licked bag. Like, it wouldn't have been bad if they'd have said that Jet Li is like a co-star in this movie.
Yeah.
They advertise it as a Jet Li movie.
He's on the front, like, full. Jet Li's like...
What's that?
Police Story 2?
Yeah, that one. Yeah, where Jackie Chan's in it for 8 seconds, 9 seconds.
Police Story 2? No, he's fully in that one.
No.
Fucking Jackie Chan movie, Watching Your Place. You know what I'm talking about.
Which one?
The one with the chick, and he played the chick, and it was...
Super Cop 2 is not a Jackie Chan movie. It's Michelle Yao movie.
But it says with Jackie Chan.
Yeah, as a super tiny cameo.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the point, is that they should have said that for the Jet Li movie. No, they didn't say that for the Jet Li movie.
In really,
oh, yeah,
really
they should have said it for the Jet Li.
Like featuring appearances by kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, he was a star, but he didn't do anything. Like, I don't give a fuck how Jet Li talks. I don't care about his inner struggle. I don't give a shit about his girlfriend. They should make a Jet Li movie called Fight. The movie starts with him coming out of his corner. Like, he gets up one morning, his alarm clock goes off, somebody splashes water on his nice bone-white Chinese outfit.
He doesn't like
just,
it.
He just starts going falling down. He just starts shit-kicking people on the street, and more people rush him.
They could do it like a Warren Miller movie. It doesn't have to have a plot. Let's just see lots of choreographed fight sequences, knowing
That's
full well
great.
That they are choreographed fight sequences.
Or
Warren
happy.
Miller movies.
Or unchoreographed fight, fight scenes where he's running through crowds, shit-kicking random people.
Oh, Warren Miller's
and filming it from 10 different angles. We could do that.
We all just want to see Jet Li in Fight Club 2.
Actually,
I still haven't seen it.
Haven't
Fight
seen
Club,
it.
Saw it again last night.
Everyone shut the fuck up.
Loved it again.
It's only $3, man.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you call me sometime?
How about that?
Huh?
How about you guys take some
How
initiative?
About
James
I
Desmond
didn't know you
James.
Hadn't seen it, and the idea that you haven't seen it yet is unbelievable.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I have no sympathy for any of you losers. I've seen it 4 times now in the theater.
Okay, the show.
Could I get a glass of water?
At 9:45 tonight, because we are going to see Fight Club.
No, we're not.
It starts at 9:50. We can make it.
Sean and I have to get up early.
Yes, so do I.
Earlier than usual.
Early. We got to be at work for 9.
What? Earlier than usual.
Oh, my God. I have to be at work at 7. In Vancouver.
You're going to fucking die. You're lily white.
That's why we're easing into it.
No.
I got a new job, and I have to get up at a regular hour now in a week.
You have to work regular hours?
Yeah, I'll have to work regular, like, 8. I'll have to be at work at 8.
Pay well.
Oh,
yes,
I really
it does.
He has to be at work at 8.
I'm not telling anybody what I'm
making. I still say we go see the fight. I still say we go see Fight Club.
Like, I actually
think... No, thanks.
Who hasn't seen it?
I did that. I used to work at a golf course.
I
had to be there and get it all done before the golfers got there at dawn.
You know,
there's four people here that haven't
seen
the movie.
Who? Who hasn't?
You two?
Yep.
These two.
Okay.
You know, actually...
Done. We'll go see it.
Tonight.
Come
on.
Let's go see it tonight.
Don't be a fucking pussy. Come on, we'll do it.
Our listeners will understand.
Well, we'll ask the listeners. How about that?
Guys, should we take these four helpless fucks to go see Fight Club tonight?
And,
what do you say?
Question of the week.
If absolutely everyone on there says yes, we will go see it. Otherwise, we won't see it. If they don't all say no. Canada proposes photos of diseased organs on cigarette packs.
I was hoping you'd put this up. Did you put that up when I sent you that?
Yep.
That's fucking
Here
so
we go.
Mighty.
It's a good idea.
Canadian government hopes graphic photos of diseased mouth, lungs, and brains plastered on cigarette packages will shock smokers jaded by written warnings into kicking the habit.
That's so beautiful.
I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think it's going to work either.
I hope
they do it.
I hope they would do that.
I'll buy cigarettes.
A couple of years back, a guy down in San Francisco marketed his own brand of cigarettes. He had them in black packages with a skull and crossbones on them.
Yeah,
called
those.
Them cancer sticks.
Cancer sticks.
He couldn't keep them in stock.
You know what I think they should do?
But the problem is here is that, okay, graphic photos of diseased mouths, lungs, and brains look really disgusting.
Like
the problem is that pictures of healthy mouths, lungs, and brains also look disgusting.
There's only one way around
the brain with like a big...
However, I do have to say, I do like the written warning. Written warning accompanying the images would also be graphic. One would say, warning, tobacco use can make you impotent.
Impotent.
Impotent. Cigarettes can cause sexual impotency due to decreased blood flow to penis. This can prevent you from having an erection.
You know what?
That, okay, wait, that may help.
That is that's the kind of stuff they need.
Yes. No, you go, okay, well, we got new fucking lungs now. They got Viagra. I can fuck and smoke. Yeah.
Wait. You know what they need to do?
And I kill all the smokers?
I guess that would work,
sure.
But it would be a little extreme because they're killing themselves anyways.
Hurry it up. They're taking
okay,
too long.
What they need to do.
There's a product enhancement.
Just
cigarettes with Viagra put into them.
Yep.
Great. Anyways, well, all they need to do is, I heard them suggest this, and the cops said they wouldn't agree. Arrest all the little kids they see smoking. Make it illegal to, not just to buy cigarettes as a minor, but to smoke them. If you're seen smoking, and now don't get me wrong, it's not going to stop everyone from smoking, right? But little kids won't be able to walk around smoking in public like they can now.
There are places in the states where they've done that, and it doesn't work.
Oh, right.
Because
do they break into their houses with assault rifles and kick the door?
I have a solution.
You know,
do they go to the smoke pit at school and arrest all the little children?
The most
throw them in jail?
Well, the thing is that the cops refuse to follow up because they simply don't have the manpower.
I have
the
solution.
They
think it's silly.
Effective,
of course, a lot of people...
The effective way of keeping kids from smoking is ads that describe... That are talking about how the tobacco companies are manipulating you. They're using you. They're making money off of you. They don't care if you live or die, and they're just to leech money from you. That is the most effective way of keeping teenagers from smoking, and it's the specific
that
way that
work.
They try and ban.
We gotta say what's on the IRC here. If they change smoke packs, they better put liver diseases on wine bottles and some nasty wigged out bitch on bottles of Prozac. Or maybe some guy beating his wife on a beer bottle.
Slamming his Camaro into a bunch of the kids.
That's great.
Okay,
I drink twice as much.
I have the solution. The solution.
People who do smoke can't read.
Do you have the final solution?
I have the final solution. The final solution came into effect.
I thought that was my idea.
A little while ago. Okay. The final solution was, there was this big problem in Vancouver a few years back where some China white heroin hit the streets and all the junkies were dying because the heroin was too pure, therefore it was too strong for them. They chewed up with heroin, overdose, and died. The fuckers were dropping like... it was a fucking tragedy. So all these heroin addicts were shooting themselves up with heroin and dying. And people were like, oh, we must stop them. Why? They're heroin addicts. They're going to die anyway. So what we do is we apply this to cigarettes. We put ricin in the cigarette filters. They take a suck. They gasp for a couple of seconds. Thud. Down they go. What happened? Oh, the cigarette was toxic. Well, no shit. What have we been telling you for months and months? We clean
years
out
and
the,
years.
The
decades and decades.
But you only do it to like 1 in 500 cigarettes. It's like the lottery.
Yeah.
Everyone loves the lottery.
Yeah, but if you did it to 1 in 5, everyone would still die.
Hey, you never know.
Yeah, back at 25, there's 5 deadly cigarettes in there.
Lotto smoke 49. Hey, you never know.
Fuck fuck that. Anyway, moving right along.
But talking about...
Wait. You know, actually, on the cigarette thing, players, I believe, used to do that. Back in the 30s, their cigarettes actually had asbestos in the filters, so they wouldn't melt. I'm not making this shit up.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
They care about you.
What were you going to say, Dexter?
I was saying, Langley, the little white bread town that we are, actually had 6 overdoses in that time back when you were talking about the...
Woo!
So we actually...
Unimaginable.
This place, which is so tiny and white bread, those of you out there who live, even those of you who live in bumfuck America, could not believe how little white bread this fucking town is.
This town is not that little white bread.
I've been to the States, and you have no idea how big we are. We are a sprawling metropolis compared to other areas. And the other thing is, we also have the highest concentration of flesh-eating disease anywhere in the world.
In the world! Langley, British Columbia is the flesh-eating capital of the world.
Shut the fuck up. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Langley has flesh-eating disease.
There's been cases. But the thing is that there's been no... None of the... No, there's been more than... Whoa, Anki, there's been... No, it's actually... I remember seeing the figures. Like, I did a report on flesh-eating disease for school, okay?
A report, here we go.
And there was, like, a couple of years ago, there was sort of a cluster, but there wasn't anything linking any of these things. They were just randomly ones that were going to, with, they were ones that went to the Langley Hospital, but there was no way of, there was no connection between them. There was no sort of geographic.
You've obviously never been in a Langley Hospital.
Karen Kersey. No, there is a
Karen
counselor.
Kersey.
There's a counselor, I believe, Karen Kersey. And she thinks that she is sure that all of the stuff that we read in the media about flesh-eating disease is a lie. The doctors know why it's distributing.
The media lies to us?
James. And they're convinced that this is massive medical conspiracy to keep people from finding out how to avoid getting flesh-eating disease.
Well, they make money off of it somehow?
I've seen the woman's the woman's arguments. They're absolutely nuts.
Why would the government want you to have
notice that we've had any more cases since the Langley, Money's Mushroom Farm was shut down. That's all I have to say.
Money's Mushrooms makes meals marvelous.
The stench that was coming off of that thing, they had a composting factory out here in Langley, and you could smell it to Cloverdale.
Smelled great. Yeah, I haven't smelled that in a while.
Well, because they burned it down.
They burned it down.
Yes, the neighbors burned it
down. Did they?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
They burned the mushroom farm?
Yes.
Fuck you, mushroom!
Just the farm fresh.
Yeah. Probably
fuck
went up
you,
like a.
But the reason why there were so many cases of like.
Must have went up like crazy.
Flesh-eating fucking disease and like
necrotizing fasciitis.
That's right. It's because the people and the staff at Langley Memorial are fucking inept. And well, zombies walk amongst us.
I'm glad you got that.
Next one is. Failed blackmail attempt leads to credit card theft.
Yeah, but first you don't succeed.
Try again.
And what may be the largest credit card heist in the internet, an 18-year-old Russian cracker claims to have stole thousands of credit cards from an online store and dispensed them to visitors of his website.
I know, I was there.
Before it was taken offline early Sunday morning, the rogue site, a page which has been captured here, has doled out more than 25,000 stolen credit cards. Isn't that great?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yep. If you're
communism at its finest.
No. You guys are missing the whole fucking point here.
It's not communism.
If somebody hasn't secured their website,
you don't. You see, if somebody, if something like that, if your credit card is lost that way, do you know who loses the money? Not you.
The credit card company does.
Oh. The way I see it, but you can put the fucking blocks to those cocksuckers.
Oh, they don't make any money? What are you talking about?
unless you don't notice the error in enough time, and then you get pegged with it.
No. Because all you have to do is say, look, my card was posted on the fucking Russian website because you assholes at your credit card company don't have assistant men who can handle the fucking job. You should hire the fucking man to be your assistant, man, and he'll sort out your credit card.
Yeah, because then there would be no more credit cards stolen.
Well, no, because then you make an example of one hacker by burning him alive. Much like the one they did in Russian Central Park, actually.
Yeah.
That was Berlin, and it was a crypto god. But anyway, but I'm sure if that hacker, like, stole a bunch of credit cards, and he was found, like, nailed to his wall with voodoo symbols carved in his face, that would really drop the movie hacker.
I probably wouldn't drop the hacker thing. It would just make them a little more cautious and a little more
secretive.
What time
does the movie start? Hey, what time does the movie start?
9:50.
Well, we can make it. Let's go. So that's it for the What the Hell Show tonight. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a great time. We're all going to take off and go see Fight Club. We recommend that you do the same, but please, see it at a secondary theater where you make sure none of those high-end motherfuckers don't get anything. Let's have an outro and we'll fuck off.
I'm going to play a song and then an outro.
And then we're gone. See ya, boys. It's been fun.
Well, I have to say, this has been the shortest one we've had. Sorry.
That's okay.
That's it. Go hard, retard.
Here's Real Big Fish with Take On Me. And then we're out of here.
Bye.
I really didn't expect you to go for it.
Bye-bye.
Such an awesome movie.
Are you? Dog in
neck again. But I'll be going away. Slowly learning that life is okay. Stay after me.
Next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell?